People call it XPO today. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Oh, I have to be called back. That's okay. You called me about the microwave, or someone did.
Okay.
And it wasn't installed because it needed something. So we were told that someone is going to come back to install that part before they could install the microwave.
Okay, so you missing a part.
Well, I don't know if it really came with it, but of course we don't know what we're buying, so.
Okay. Can I please have the phone numbers associated with your order so I can pull it up and look at it for you and help you?
Sure. 314-757-1459.
Thank you for that information. Give me 2 minutes to get this pulled up out the system for you.
Sure.
Thank you for holding.
Okay.
All right, is it on the carousels?
Yes.
All right, I'm pulling up your order. Give me about 30 seconds or less.
Okay.
What's the 8, not a B? 843, okay. What's your address, Ms. Sales?
78. Ridgefield Court, St. Charles, 63304.
Email address.
joys421@yahoo.com.
Okay. They closed this already. Somebody should have put in a service call PO for you. I can do that now. I don't know if Best Buy did or not.
Okay.
But yeah, he's not going to just come back like that. I don't know why he told you that. He should have told you to call in and put in a service call. That is so crazy.
Oh. Okay. I'm just calling back because someone left a message. That's why I called.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did. Hold on just a second. This takes a while. These take about 5 minutes. Get set
up.
I just, I just need you to hold on the phone for me.
While I chew my sandwich.
Okay. Okay. Hold on just a second. Let me see which one this is. Best Buy St. Louis. Yes. Just know I'm here. I'm going to speak in every now and then, let you know I'm still here, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Phone number, yep, there it is. All right, I'm through with one half of the copying. I'm going to do the next one, take about a minute and so on.
Okay.
Thank you. to wrong page. Address, Angela, not the name. Then copy.
Are you still there?
Ma'am.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard
you. Didn't, you didn't hear me talking to myself? I've been talking to myself, so just hold on for me. I got you.
Okay.
Joyce421@yahoo is the email address that I have. So I'm going to copy that on here.
Oh, what did I say? JOYS421.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's me and my birthday.
Okay. All right, I'm through copying. No,
okay.
The other stuff I just got to put in dates and numbers. Dates and order numbers. Let me, it's saving. I'm going to the next screen. If it'll move, oh, contact, hold on. You got to put your name on him, Miss Carol Sales. Forgot about that. All right, now next page. There we go, it's processing. All right. I'm not going to know the date until I get to the end, which I think is completely crazy, but I'm going to try to put it in for, let's see, Monday. We can go as early as next Tuesday.
Oh. So
you can do that date or any date after. You can do Tuesday or any date after, whatever day. We do Saturdays, we just don't do Sundays.
Oh, the earliest the better. The earlier
okay.
The better.
All right, so I won't know till I get to the end, so let me see. I'm putting it in for 7/21.
In other words, as soon as possible.
Yeah. I won't know what date that is until I get to the end. I'm going to tell it to pick the,
sure.
Give me the earliest date possible. That it only lets me see the calendar here, but doesn't necessarily mean that's the earliest date available. So just hold on. When I get to the end, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. All right. 06ABC843. All right, now it's going to give it to me. Okay. Looks like the 21st is available. I'm going to go ahead. Next available. I'm going to do, I want you to, okay, now it's the 22nd. It
okay.
That's what I was trying to tell you. He's not going to tell me until I get to the end, and I'm at the end. So Wednesday is available. Hold on just a second. The time frame they have is the evening time frame. You see, it's between 12 and 6 p.m. They're going to give you a three-hour time frame on that day. Yeah, they call you the night before. They're going to call you Tuesday night between 4 and 10 o'clock p.m. They're going to give you a 3 or 4 hour time frame. And let you know when your check is coming. So you want the 22nd, correct?
Yes.
That's the earliest date. Yes, ma'am. That's the earliest. All right. I'm going to give you an order number. So when you call in, you'll have it. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I am.
All right. Make sure you call in on the same phone number because I'm going to attach it also to this number.
Yes.
06, yes. A as in Apple, E as in Edward, A as in Apple. 0CF. C as in college, F as in Frank.
Okay, so it's 06AEA 0CF.
Yes, ma'am. That's your new order number.
Okay.
That's called our shipping number. That's the numbers we have in our system. Those are our PO numbers, okay?
Okay. What part is that? Do you know? What is it called?
What is what called, ma'am?
That they were going to install with the microwave.
Oh, that's what I was about to ask you. You said this is for your microwave, correct? And they need to needed a part to finish installing.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to put that in the notes. Because they had to put down there that they were incomplete.
Yeah, well,
it's not done.
But they just couldn't install it because it needed that part.
Okay.
Of course, when we went to Best Buy, we didn't know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We thought if we bought a microwave, that's it. But looking at where it was going to be installed, they said it needed whatever that part is.
And that was the microwave. Okay, I put that in there. Anything else?
Okay. That's it.
All right. Good luck with this. I'm sorry they couldn't finish it. You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO. You enjoy your item when they finish installing it for you. You have a great day.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.